How big is this thing, Jim, and how close will it come to Earth?
It's about 150 feet across, so it's a good-sized rock, kind of a small hill floating through space. And closest approach to Earth would be passing about 17,000 miles. So, you know, it's a good distance away. It's twice or more the diameter of the Earth, so it's nowhere close to hitting the planet. But it's actually passing closer than most that we've seen in the last couple of years. It's actually inside the orbit of the what we call the geostationary satellites that orbit at a stationary spot above the Earth. So it'll be inside the orbits of the satellites that typically we use for communications and weather. So it's closer than most, but, you know, no chance of hitting, which is the good news.
If this is going to come between those geostationary satellites and the Earth, will they be able to take pictures of it, do you think, or see it that way?
It's pretty fast moving, you know, compared to what these satellites are usually looking at the Earth and just doing, you know, weather imagery. So being able to do that might be a little tricky. You never know what the defense satellites can do, though, so we might catch a picture or two from one of them.
Lots of luck trying to get to look at it from the Defense Department, probably.
Probably so.
When are we? What are we talking about? What time of day, and will we be able to see it here in Maryland?
Yeah, it passes in the night sky over Antarctica and New Zealand and Australia. So if you're in that part of the world, when it was at its closest approach, you'd probably be able to catch a view of it. If you had a telescope or binoculars and know where to look, it'd be better. But pretty difficult from here.
What on the horizon? Any other pieces of space rock in the vicinity that we're keeping an eye on now, or do we even know about all of them?
Yeah, we certainly don't know about all of them. There are thousands and thousands of these asteroids that are floating through the solar system, and one of the things we've done in the last decade or so, we've paid more attention to looking for them. There are projects that are, you know, scanning parts of the sky that, you know, would pick up one of these rogue asteroids that might be heading our way. And there have been lots of ideas about how, if we knew one was coming toward us, we could actually, you know, find ways to deflect it. And that's something we'd have to work on well ahead of time. You know, if we discovered at the last minute, it would be very difficult to deflect it away. Some of these asteroids we've actually only detected once they've passed the Earth, which is a little unsettling. I mean, these are dark rocks against the black sky, so they're pretty hard to pick up.
What could we do? I mean, you really, if you blast them into little pieces, then the little pieces hit us. What would be the first choice for NASA to do if they see a big one coming that will probably hit the Earth?
Yeah, you make a good point. You don't want to blast it at smithereens because you've got many other pieces that goodness knows where they're going to go. Some will likely hit the Earth too. So some of the ideas is to gently coax it away from its path, and you can do that by simply almost bit by bit with a gravitational approach. A spacecraft sent nearby could actually, with its gravity, pull it slightly off course if you had enough time. It would take a long time to do that, to alter its course very slightly. Another thought is to land a small spacecraft on the asteroid itself that would use its rockets to push it off course. But those things take a lot of time because the asteroid is going at a good speed, and you'd need months, if not years, to be able to alter its course.